This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado gained 500 jobs in September. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's the first monthly jobs update for Colorado from the federal agency since the U.S. government reopened last month. The monthly numbers are preliminary and are revised as more information comes in. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate declined slightly to 4.1%. The U.S. House passed a utility bill yesterday from Republican Representative Gabe Evans. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Evans's bill would require state public utilities to consider reliability when coming up with plans, and that, he believes, will lead to more affordability. Evans says the bill would counteract short-sighted energy policies Democratic states like Colorado have implemented.
If an energy source is reliable and drives down costs, it should be on the table.
His bill's definition of reliable energy source, however, leaves out renewable sources such as wind and solar and puts more emphasis on fuels like natural gas and coal. The bill passed largely along party lines. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's flu season is starting to hit hard. Nearly 250 people are now hospitalized in the state with influenza. At Children's Hospital Colorado, more than 160 kids have been hospitalized since September, far more than recent years. Dr. Suchitra Rao says most of those being hospitalized at Children's are not vaccinated for flu. It's not too late to get a shot. It can take 2 weeks for the body's immune system to ramp up an appropriate response, so getting one this week will prepare you for holiday crowds. This is CPR News and KRCC.